Hi, everybody. I'm Sandy, compulsive low reader.
Hi, Sandy.
I'm one of you. So there you know a lot about me. let's see. I love OA. You guys love OA?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't always love OA. I didn't come here because I loved OA. I came here because I had to come here. I had to do something. I'd reached the bottom, and I no longer felt, I knew that I could no longer help myself. All the years before, I thought I could help myself. I'll start a new diet on Monday. It's okay. I'll pick out this weekend and start over on Monday. Every week, you know, over and over, year after year. Sometimes I could go more than 1 week, but. About 13 years ago, I said, still thinking I could do something. I said, okay, Sandy, get a grip. You can handle this thing. You've got to handle this thing. There's no reason you can't handle this thing. You're pretty competent. You should be able to handle this whole weight thing. Now just do it, you know. And I succeeded for about 3 years. I stayed off carbs, and but then I took a dive again, you know, and was doing nothing but eating carbs. And it was at that point where I realized I can't do this. I can't do this at all. So I came into the rooms of OA. Now, I grew up in a very loving alcoholic family. And so I have a lot of alcoholics, and don't have any other overeaters, but I have my siblings are all compulsive in some way. And when you, for me, living in that family, I couldn't confide in anybody. I couldn't confide in my parents mainly, because if I'd said something and then my folks would drink and then they'd throw it back in my face and it was like, oh, that's it on that. I'm not talking to them again about anything. So, and the reason I mention this is because, when I came into these rooms, I found a place where I could talk to people and they would understand. And I couldn't do that in my family. And it wasn't just about my eating issues, but I didn't have anybody in my family I could really talk to. And this evening is about intimacy, and intimacy in food. And I had a very intimate relationship with food for years and years and years. It was my best friend. It helped me when I was happy, when I was sad, when I was lonely. It comforted me. And that was what I used to get by. So let's see. I don't have to use food anymore. I came into these rooms and found a solution to my problem, which is amazing to me, because in the whole world, I didn't know there was a solution until I got into these rooms. The solution is the 12 steps, and it takes a lot of work to succeed in this program. This is not just come in and go to meetings week after week after week. It's come into these rooms, become a part, and work, work, work. There is so much work to be done in these rooms. It's getting out of yourself. It's being a part of the group. It's doing things you don't want to do. It's going to meetings when you don't want to go to meetings. It's spending hours fixing food so that when you're on the road, you have something to eat that works for you. It's talking, answering your phone when you don't want to, talking to people that want to talk. It takes a lot of work to get the results in these rooms. But the results are really something, you know. I have no idea where I'm going. I'm just talking. I thought I made some notes and thought that I would figure out what to say, but, you know, I'm not in charge. And that is one of the key things I've learned in these rooms. I am not in charge. Do you know that people who can control their food don't come to these rooms? I thought about that on the way over here. People who are in control of their food and think they can control it, they don't have to go to these meetings. pretty amazing. I don't understand those people too well. They don't understand me. We don't even have that conversation because we don't understand each other. But I do know that I'm different. And there's nothing wrong with me. I am different. It's not that I don't have willpower. It's that my willpower doesn't work like those normal people. They get full, they stop. I get full, I want more. You know, and it's just that I'm different. Things in my brain work differently, and they've even proved that things in our brains are different than the normal eater. I was really relieved when I read that in the Big Book, that it's just that our willpower is not functioning the way that normal people's willpower functions. So we have to do something about it, and we have something we can do. And what I had to do was get myself out of the way. I had to find a power greater than myself, because I don't have the power. I tried for 59 years. I tried and tried and tried. I do not have the power. I had to find something outside myself. I came in these rooms, and I found some power. Okay, I'm going to a meeting in 3 days. I better stay on my food plan. That was power. That worked for me. I grew up with some Catholic teachings because I was sent to Catholic schools, although my family wasn't Catholic, so I had a lot of information about God. But when I got older, I some of it didn't work for me, but I still believe in there is a being greater than me somewhere in or out of the universe. So I do believe in a God, and I use the term God just because it works for me. And, you know, when I think about it, I don't know what to think because I can't figure out what it is, you know. But anyway, I have a power greater than myself. Takes a lot of forms. People in these rooms speak to me, say things. That's God talking to me. I answer my phone. Somebody says something. That's God talking to me. I get quiet in the morning, and I listen, and God talks to me. I hear things. I have thoughts. That's God talking to me. I had to get myself out of the way because my choices took me down these bad roads, you know, or just took me places I didn't want to go. So once I could get myself out of the way and rely on this power, you guys, the steps, you know, When I hit my bottom, it was like I was so clear that I was powerless over food. What are my options? I'm totally powerless. What are my options? I got to find another power because I don't have it. Found a power. Okay. Well, can I depend on that higher power? Yeah, I got to depend on that higher power. Okay, that's the next step. If I can't depend on that higher power, then I'm... You know, I'm taking the power back. I'm going to do it myself. But if I'm powerless, I have to have a power outside myself. So I try and turn my day over, my will and my life over on a daily basis to my higher power. I've done an inventory. I've tried to clean up the wreckage of my past. I try and work with others. Try and come to the end of my day and feel good about what I've done. Do a 10-step look and see if there's anything I need to clean up from my day. Those steps have changed my life. And and I think from the beginning of the first step to the end, I've been guided through those steps. My fourth step was guided by my higher power. I didn't have to figure it out. It was okay, God, who do you want me to put on my fourth step list? Okay, whatever God said. Why that person? I haven't thought about that person and put them on the list, you know. And trusting that the guidance I'm going to get is going to take me in the right direction. So, let's see. I came into OA in 2005. My top weight was 172 pounds. And I'm mentioning that because I recently saw a videotape of me from 1994, when I was probably almost at my largest, and I was stunned. I was stunned. It was painful to see me. Although I wasn't in pain at the time, which is interesting because I had come to sort of accept my weight and have some self-esteem anyway. But looking at it from now, seeing that film to see me then was pretty painful for me. It's taken me a couple weeks to get over having seen it, even though I've now copied the videotape from, so, never mind. It's a videotape of my son when he was young, and I wanted him to have a copy. Even though I don't like how I look in it, he's going to get a copy anyway. I'm maintaining about a 40-pound weight loss, and I don't eat white flour or sugar. I don't eat flour or sugar. I'm a compulsive overeater. Sometimes I eat too fast. Sometimes I eat too much. I like to finish my day feeling good about what I ate today. And if I do something that I don't feel good about, I try and learn from that and say, okay, now next time you have that, maybe you don't want to have a second helping because you didn't feel so good afterwards. I go to 2 or 3 meetings a week. I sponsor people. I have a sponsor. I pray and meditate in the morning. I'm afraid I'm in this for the long haul. I'm never going to graduate. there's no grades. I know I had a lot more to say, but now I'm running out. I don't know what it was. Let's see. If you're new, if you're struggling, don't give up. If you think that you still want to control your food, go back to step one. If you know you're powerless over food, there's hope. There is a power outside yourself, even if it's just this room, these people. It could be the wind. It has to be just something outside yourself. It took me a while to feel good about being in OA. I do love OA now. I'm grateful for what I've gotten from it. And the biggest thing I think for me is that I have a relationship with a higher power that I didn't have before. I was doing everything on my own, just winging it, everything, trying to control everything. And now I try to use my higher power for every decision I have in my life, not just around food, but for everything that I'm doing. I try and look for guidance from higher power. I talk to people in the program because I don't make good decisions on my own. If I'm making a decision in a hurry, I'm in trouble because I haven't gotten quiet and thought about it. So, God's going to let me know when I'm done, and I think I'm about done here. So thank you for being here, and I'm happy and proud to be one of you. Thank you.